I'll just start the recording right now. I just have. And just begin breathing through your nose. And I saw this color earlier. It is, you know, we probably have a word for it, but I don't know it because, you know, I'm not a, you know, fashionista or anything, but it's, you could say it's from our perspective, somewhere in between orange and pink, but internally illuminated, and in a spherical form, it becomes lighter and lighter to almost white in the middle. And this is the cloud, the sphere, the misty sphere I'm putting in front of your face right now that you can just breathe from. This one is entirely about calm. And just breathing it in, knowing that it is dispersing through your system is all that is necessary. And just continue breathing and just sort of just focus on what we're doing and on my voice and just let everything else go. After the announcement today, it sort of changed, and what we got going on here is something that I would do in one of my private sessions as an example with people with some slight modifications in the intent of what we're doing with what comes off of you. And it's really powerful work, and it's priceless, and so donations would be greatly appreciated with this one, but please don't do that out of a sense of obligation. Only if you have the resources and it feels fantastic to do it that way, it actually works energetically. And so the first thing we will be doing here is placing you in an egg-shaped field that is kind of like saying a null field or neutral field of golden white light. This is to, you know, obviously neutralize any kind of energy, because as you know, you live in a you subsist in a sea of flowing energy that includes everything from wall outlets to invisible energy, and so none of it is getting through to you right now at all. And let's see, yeah. I'm having a hard time seeing the sequence here, and so I think this is correct. If what's going to happen here is that obviously it'll all be about your acceptance of what we're doing here, and so if you want to just leave yourself in an open-ended acceptance mode for what comes, and then obviously if any of this doesn't ring for you, then it won't have any purchase in your system of being. And so if you'll just do that, just get open and an acceptance. And if you need it, what's happening right now is an upgrade to your solar plexus, and we're talking about that ganglia of nerves that is right there behind, you know, the location of the solar plexus on the exterior your body, only it's, you know, it's a real set of nerves and it's inside the body. An upgrade is going there, and that is to say that a new sun is being installed. And now we'll pulse that sun in almost pulsar-like flickers to begin expressing, and by expressing I mean pressing outward from your system, all of the built-up stuff that is, you know, it's like saying where good energy has intersected with bad energy, which is just not a good picture, but that's all I can do to make this understood. There's a buildup of energy, and that stuff can be flushed right this second. And so this expression is exactly what's going on. And if a visual is useful, you could say that it looks like it is coming out in the form of soot. And so we will simultaneously begin a rain, if you will, of a golden nectar-like liquid that just falls within your own field and washes that away. And just know that it is being funneled away and carried off by beings to be transmuted or used however it needs to be or can be. So let's just let that happen. There's also some simultaneous work that can be done here. If you are due an upgrade in the third eye, that will be happening here. And while we're at it, we're going to start with the base chakra and move up through the chakras, balancing them each. It looks like there is a preparation for a higher order energy at the same time going on with this. Wouldn't you know it, this call turns into something more powerful than I thought it was supposed to be. So we're starting at the base. And again, this is just the seven main chakras. Later on, we're going to be addressing some higher centers or wheels sometime down the road. And now we're moving to the sacral chakra. For some, the sensations could get pretty powerful, and so just continue to do the breathing. We'll touch on the solar plexus in case its old form requires balancing to give way to the new form. And now the heart center. This could be pretty powerful for some. Especially in the coming days. And yes, this is a preparation for this next lunar eclipse, which is the third in what they're calling the tetrad, but this isn't, you know, nearly the power of the event of the last solar, but a good one for adjustments. And it'll especially be used to funnel off a lot of what's being expressed as we speak. Siphon off is probably a better word. And now the throat. If you have a compulsion to tone, do that. This work is actually connecting between the heart and the throat, is actually connecting to that super center that is right below the hollow in the throat, what we talk about sometimes, where the true voice resides. There's an upgrade going on there. If your voice sounds different in 2 days, don't be surprised. For those who are toning, and I know you are, we'll go for another minute before we move on. And now to the third eye, which is, as mentioned, being upgraded anyway, and which also has to do with the work being done starting with the heart center, the super center, and the throat. Now the crown. Now obviously, all of this work, much of which is being done simultaneously from our perspective, is nevertheless going to take different lengths of time for each of us. And so you don't worry about that because we'll just continue with what's going on here. There are four golden rings of various shades, the most golden being at the top, if you will. Your body is inside these rings, almost as though you're in a tunnel made by the rings. And the uppermost ring is the most golden, and then it's almost like a white gold. The fourth one down near the feet. And they are simply toning. They have a resonance with each other. But also emit a unique tone. This is going to bring a nice balancing effect, and with balancing comes calm, as much calm as we can expect given the pretty erratic, energetic mental environment that we're dealing with right now. And how this will finish is that there will be an infusion of white light into that null field to finish it and to seal it. And it will differ from person to person when that white light comes. And so, as a group, at least consciously, we're finished with this phone call and recording. For anybody who might be listening to this after the upcoming April 4th, 2015 lunar eclipse, all of this work will still work very nicely for whatever you might need done in these ways. And so, we bid you a beautiful night, and just stay with this until you know it's done, and that will have been essentially when the white light arrives, because it's not going to leave. And if you are about to drift off into sleep, that is a perfect time to do it. So I love you, and I thank you, and good night.